Which leads me to an example of an environment which I've outlined in my paper. Now, let's have a look and say that A, B, and C in this environment all have their own personal aggregator, and they also have their own personal blog. Now, as you can see, they form Group A, and so there's actually a public or a public which can be termed private aggregator, which brings all of them together. But C and A are interested in each other's posts and don't necessarily need to be in the same group to aggregate that. So they, of course, aggregate each other. Now, as you can see, we've got F over in the top corner. Maybe F might be a chief executive or somebody in an executive position, and they want generally key information. And so what they're going to do is they're going to scan through and aggregate particular, maybe select posts from Group A and Group B, who are both posting into aggregator Y, which feed into aggregator X. However, they might also find E's information particularly valuable, particularly interested in what they're talking about, and so they aggregate E as well. Not only this, but the entire organization is able to be aggregated in this sense. And of course, these people are able to take their blogs wherever they want. There's certainly the capacity for people to post in an internal sense already and in an external sense. There's the capacity for people to password protect particular posts to particular groups of people. That's not hard at all. And there's the capacity for people to use it to talk about the footy tipping or whatever it is that happens to be on their mind at that particular time, to bring up ideas and to share things with the group. And most importantly, these people own their ability to take information from the company through their aggregator. They also own their ability to express towards the aggregator. It is centered upon them. And while this diagram looks suspiciously tree-like, I must say, what I'm trying to develop there, and as I said earlier, we can only really design for trees, but what I'm trying to develop here is this idea that people are able to aggregate, to choose, to develop how they want, and you're able as a company to have these centralized Group A, Group B aggregators Y, Y, and X, and even an aggregator like Z, which aggregates the entire organization, which are no preference particular groups or particular blogs, and which people can then search through as an enormous knowledge management base. Now, introduce concepts like tagging into this, and you've got the capacity for people to really develop an amazing knowledge landscape far removed from this kind of isolation and lack of use of discussion boards and chat environments.